Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Victor and now I'm sitting in the captain's lounge with our captain Arjen van der Veen. Hello Arjen, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you Victor for having me in your podcast series.
Before asking Captain van der Veen about building sailing cargo ships and sustainability, I will tell you something about me and our journey. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Munich. Now I make with 43 other students a school year on the sailing ship Holden Leo. The project is called High Seas High School. Through our journey, we will sail from Bremerhaven via the Canary Islands and Cap Verde to Costa Rica and Cuba. On our way back, we sail via the Bermuda, the Azores to Bremerhaven. At this moment, we are sailing through the English Channel to our first stop, the Canary Islands. Captain van der Veen, where, how and with which sailing ship did you get your sailing experience?
First, I had my sailing experience on small dinghies in the northern province of the Netherlands, Friesland. I was, I think, 8 years old. And after that, I was 16 years old, I got a sailing lesson in a laser, it's called a laser, from a 12-year-old girl. And she taught me everything, and because she knew everything, because she was pretty much born on the water. She sailed all her life, and yeah, she was friends of the family. And in the summer vacation, she taught me everything about laser sailing. And that was a great opportunity. And then after, I skipped sailing for a while because I went to the United States and studied music. And at age 24, I started my sailing career in Harlingen in the northern Friesland on charter vessels, sailing charter vessels, taking school groups, mostly German school groups, on the Wattenmeer, on the Wattenmeer and the IJsselmeer.
That sounds really interesting. Where did you get your nautical and sailing education?
Yeah, and at age 24, when I became a mate on those sailing vessels in the Netherlands, in the winter I went to the nautical school for 2 years to get my nautical degrees to become captain eventually. Next to a diploma, you need sea time, a certain amount of time at sea, to become captain, and I did. And that was in the school, it's called Enkhuizen Nautical School.
Did you help building ships?
Yeah, in 2000, I was then 26. In the year 2000, I crossed the Atlantic on the sailing vessel Europa. It's a three-mast bark, to America. In America, two shipmates I had found on the Europa, we built a small sailing cargo vessel in Michigan, United States, this South Haven, Michigan. And that vessel was called Pirius Magnus, P-I-E-R-I-U-S, Magnus, M-A-G-N-U-S, and there's actually on YouTube you can find some documentary about building the vessel and becoming a dream, becoming a reality. And that was my first vessel I built together with my colleagues, and the same colleagues were the ones I built the Tres Hombres with, and not only with them, with a lot of volunteers from all over the world.
That sounds very interesting. Let's talk something more about it. So, did you help building other ships?
I have not built other ships, but when I was sailing on other ships, I always maintained the ships. I was crew, you know, on the Europa. As crew member, like you, you also do maintenance and sail repair and rigging work. So. Yeah, I didn't build other ships, only ships for myself.
What is so exciting for you to building ships?
It is it's making the impossible possible. It's like I have no degree in building ships, and my colleagues from the Tres Hombres, and my former colleagues from the Tres Hombres, we didn't have also no knowledge of building ships, but yeah, we looked into the books. and how to do it, and just learning by doing, we built our first ship, the PDS Magnus. And with that experience, we went on building the Tres Hombres. Actually, the Tres Hombres was a former hull. It was already a ship. KFK-kotter, Kriegsfischereikotter. And we converted the Kriegsfischereikotter to a sailing vessel without engine.
That's very interesting. So how does it work without sailing without engine, especially with maneuvers in the harbor?
Yeah, it's like it takes a lot of preparation to sail without an engine and a lot of experience you need. You need to observe very well what the weather does, get all the information you need to of currents, weather situations, wind situations. What is the forecast? What is the situation in the port? Is it allowed to sail into port? Are there tugboats or possible people to help you maneuver in the harbor? Can we use our own dinghy? We have a man overboard, mm-hmm. a boat with an engine. So that has 60 horsepower. So it can push us into the harbor with light winds and help us maneuver. And yeah, we use the anchor as well. So when we in the harbor and there's room to anchor, we can drop the anchor, bow and stern mm-hmm. anchor, for example, and then we can then orientate how to bring the ship safe onto the quay.
What do you like most about the ships which you sailed with?
Yeah, the most is the authenticity and the way sailing ships sail with the elements and the winds. That is, yeah, it is something magic. If you turn off the engine and you feel the power of the wind and the waves, yeah, that does something with me, and that is an incredible feeling.
Which was your most interesting or exciting journey?
My interesting, most exciting journey was, I think, on the PDS Magnus, because mm-hmm. that was my first one built ship with no engine. It was it's a cargo vessel with 10 tons of cargo, and I carried a piano as cargo as well. I'm a musician, as you know. I did a music major in the United States, and yeah, I carried a piano and from Michigan, Lake Michigan, to the Canary Islands. Mm-hmm. So I crossed Lake Michigan, I went through Lake Ontario, and then I went through the Erie Canal, actually Lake Erie it's called, and the Erie Canal, and then I went down the Hudson River to New York. And this was in 2001 when the Twin Towers mm-hmm. came down. And from there we went down south to Virginia Beach in the United States, on the east coast of the United States. And then from there we crossed via Bermuda. We crossed to the Azores in 20 days from Bermuda to the Azores. And then it took us 31 days from the Azores to the Canary Islands. And the ship was only 10.5 meter long and only 1.20 meter deep, and had lee boards, and was a square rigged cutter with square sails. Yeah, you really should have a look at PDS Magnus and the plans.
Now we talked a lot of sustainability, so do you have a vision about the future of cargo ships or sailing cargo ships?
Yeah, for sure. We had this idea of building the Tres Hombres. That was actually the idea with Andreas and Jorne, who were my colleagues then. We decided to do sailing and cargo, and we started new, and to start something new. So I have a boat with trainees and cargo, and we thought, well, this is a good business opportunity. You have two incomes from the trainees and from cargo, and yeah, it's great to work with trainees, and they help you sailing the ship as well, and it's a great way to explore the world. So from that we thought, you know, the wind is a free energy, so that is also a business model, that we didn't need to use oil to transport cargo. So that with that came sustainability towards us. In 2005, also sustainability became more a common word of our generation to better take care of the world and look for alternatives. And from there on, in 2008, we started designing a new cargo vessel, a modern cargo vessel, and that is called the Ecoliner, a four-mast sailing cargo vessel with an hybrid engine, so electric engine with batteries. So the ship is 136 meters for four mast and more than 4,000 square meters of sail. You can also find that on the internet.
You said a lot of sustainability now, but what means sustainability for you?
Yeah, sustainability for me is taking care of yourself, but taking care of the surroundings and use as less energy as possible. Take care of what you eat, if it has no footprint, a negative footprint. I think sustainability is, the word is already says it, to sustain something. Yeah, if we're not sustainable, we're going into a path of life where we don't want to go. I think we as human species are not going to survive this then any longer, because we make it unbearable here on the planet. Yeah, and want to mention as well the company Fair Transport that I founded with Jorne and Andreas. Yeah, it is the future could be with sail, and the Tres Hombres was the start of it, and now other people and other organizations start using the wind as a form of propulsion, and as some interesting organization and project are going now.
That sounds very well. So how can you change the future or the world in a green way?
How do I can? Yeah, I'll sail with you. I think on the Gouden Leeuw. It's a training vessel, and the word says it already. It's a training vessel where you train young people, for example, the way of life and be more sustainable and take care of each other, take care of the community, take care of your small world. The Gouden Leeuw is a small little world, small little island. And yeah, this has everything. You know, we have a supermarket, that's the dry stores. Yeah, we have garbage disposal, take care of the garbage. We have water, we have to take care of how much water we take, how much showers we need to take a week, for example. Yeah, it is all part of being sustainable and thinking of your personal footprint. And that, I think, is for me also personal. I try to have as less as of footprint as possible.
Did you have a very important moment in your life which was very important for your vision or your life?
Yeah, a very important part of my life, and that changed. I came on a crossroads, and you can say that was when I became a father, and my son is now 8 years old. His name is Thor, and it was a very important, I think, part of my life. I was 40 years old, and with the experience I had in that life, I had a step down from sailing a little bit to see him growing up and teach him about life. I think that was a wonderful and beautiful, and it still is a beautiful part of my life. He's now 8 years old and can go sailing again. He understands now why I am going, but he misses me and I misses him.
Thank you, Captain van der Veen, for this very interesting view of your life and your passion for sailing. If you want to follow me through the journey of my life, you can look at the website www.hshs-blog.de. You can also find the captain's company at www.fairtransport.nl. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to meet us again in our following episodes.
Yeah, thank you very much, and yeah, I'm looking forward as well to the next episode. Talk more about the details.